Hello out there and welcome. My name is Sharon Froschen. I am the Chief Operating Officer of the Discover Your Path You platform, where we believe that every life can teach and everyone can grow. To that end, I am also the host of this show, The Connection Sessions, where we bring together practitioners, artists, entrepreneurs, marketers, spiritualists, mentors, and students in an effort to connect to community, learn from each other, and grow. Today, I have with me somebody that I'm really excited to interview because her message is something that I wholeheartedly agree with. Nicole Arnett is a strategic life coach. She is someone who teaches people how to strategically build their business and to live their life from a place seated in thinking things through and having an overall idea of what it is that we want. So in other words, from an intentional place. And one of her strongest messages is you don't really need to go out and do all of that ridiculous marketing. If you use connections and relationships as the basis of your marketing plan, you'll get a lot farther, a lot faster, and you'll have a client pool that's actually much more indigenous to your own style of doing things because they want to interact with you as they already have. So Nicole, if you wouldn't mind sharing with us really quickly, how is it that you got into life coaching and how specifically did you kind of land on the strategic niche?
Well, I don't know if it'll be quickly. It's quite a big story. I'm the mother of five children, to start with.
Lord.
And I found parenting really hard. I started quite young. I found it really hard. My children are all on the spectrum, which I didn't know when they were little. So I read and learned everything I could so I could be the best I could. And so for 10 years, I had child after child, all within 10 years. But after 10 years, I started sharing my knowledge with other parents because I wanted to make it. So things got easier and I wanted to share it. So I started just by sharing it with other parents. And then I returned to university with five young children. I trained to teach prenatal classes. Then I did toddler and parenting classes. I learned baby massage. I taught that. I learned everything I could on self-development and well-being. But I learned the most important thing in parenting is your own self-development, your self-love and self-worth. So,
yes.
So forget do everything for your kids. Do it for you. If once you look after you, you can really serve and be present with your children. So that was really my message, that I wanted to help people look after themselves and then they can be present and understand their children's needs. So from there, I sort of then went and trained and taught yoga and a meditation process called iRest. Uh-huh. Which is a trauma sensitive practice. So I sort of branched out. So that's how I got into sort of teaching and helping others. Because I think it's that my core driver is about serving and helping others. You know, I really want to make a difference in the world. So that was how I made a difference. And then about just over 3.5 years ago, I started online. And I started online. And when you go online and you want to be an online, go online, you sort of get bombarded with all these marketing messages. And so I did it all. I took every course and opportunity I could. I learned how to do Facebook Live. I held an online summit. I built lead pages. I created freebies, opt-ins, email lists, gave webinars, Facebook challenges. I did it all. And I was exhausted.
I bet.
Exhausted. I even wrote an online course, which I gave away to about 10 free people. And it was life-changing for the 10 of them that went through it. It totally changed their life. One mum recovered from post-traumatic stress disorder that she'd had for over 10 years. Another changed and saved her relationship. So it was amazing. Problem was, I couldn't sell. Hopeless at it. Even though I spent thousands, got into loads of debt, I just couldn't do it. In fact, I think my lowest point was I ended up in hospital with a virus. And I was struggling to breathe. I couldn't even walk a meter or two to the toilet. I had to have a wheelchair to the toilet.
Wow.
My dad was ill in another hospital, dying as well. And I managed to get out of my hospital and spend the last 5 weeks with my dad. So that was like my lowest point. And whilst I was sitting around with my dad, and they're doing emails and doing marketing. And it was just completely bonkers. So wow. I slowed down. That was like, that. I had to slow down. And I looked at what I was offering and I realized the people who purchased my services were the ones I connected with. I ever spoke to them online or in person. It was connection. If I connected with them, they would buy something from me. Marketing doesn't really connect you deeply with people. So I really had to go out and connect with people. And so instead of trying to market it to lots of people, I just realized just connecting with one person at a time, that's all I needed to do. It was so much easier. So I started a different way. I also realized that a lot of my course was built on life coaching. Yeah. So I went back and completed a life coaching diploma. And I learned NLP and cognitive behavioral therapy as well. I love learning as well. That's one of my other core things about me. So, and I started then using it on myself first, getting my life in order, creating positive habits for me. So sorted that out first. And then I found a book. I don't know where I've put it. It's never far away. The Prosperous Coach.
Oh, wow.
So I found this book, and that basically talks about connection first.
Yeah.
So you connect and then coach and then invite them to become, you know, to work with you further. And so I started following this as well as all my other knowledge and just reaching out to people one by one. And now my diary's full. I have 6 to 8 appointments a week, which is enough. I home educate my 3 younger children as well still. So my life is full, but balanced. And I've stopped all the marketing. I've shut down my lead pages. I've closed my email list of over 1,000 people. I've shut down my websites. Everything is closed down. Just Zoom and a calendar, like booking schedule. That's all I have. And it's so much easier and simpler.
It certainly sounds that way.
And I'm really enjoying it. And I just see other coaches getting started with all their qualifications, and then they're saying, I need a website and a logo and a blog. And I'm like, stop, don't do it. Don't go there. Because I did it all and it was, yeah. So I want my experience to help other coaches to not have to go through that experience. So I told you it wasn't a short story. Sorry.
That is okay. You are one of my favorite people to interview because you're someone who's gone out and already tried it all. So you're not. Predicting for your clients. You're actually saying, look, I've already done this and trust me, this shit doesn't work.
Yes. And it's okay. If they want to do a blog, I can help them with a blog. If they want to do a YouTube channel, I can help them with that because I've taken the course. I've done it. If they want to create, but only if they enjoy it. If they don't, if they say I should or I must, I'm like, no.
Wow. I love that message.
Or choose not to. That's it.
And I think a lot of this, what you're talking about, what we're really talking about is the war between head and heart. You know, do I buy into all the stuff that I'm being fed intellectually through social media, through the news, through religion, through schooling, through all these sources that are telling me I'm not enough and I need to be fixed? Or do I buy into just back to basics? I just wrote a blog on that came out today. Back to basics, back to the simplistic me. What works for me? Not what works for 29 other coaches. What works for me and my unique self? And how do I take that in little itty bitty manageable chunks that don't make me hate myself and my job at the end of the day?
Yeah. Yeah. So do the bits you enjoy. I mean, I don't say don't do that. If you like it, do it, but don't feel you have to. Yeah. You want to create a website then, and you enjoy that process, then do it, but don't feel I've got to do this and I've got to do that. You don't have to do any of it. You can just reach out, connect and coach. If coaching is your passion, just do it. So it's getting rid of the excuses as well, because people hide behind it like they've got their big list. And I'm like, no, we're going to take all that away.
Yes. At Discover Your Path U, we have several experiential events where coaches can come and work with each other, you know, coach each other and get ideas and brainstorming sessions. And it's absolutely heartbreaking how many coaches are literally, they're just like handcuffed by all of the shoulds. They're handcuffed by, you have to have a marketing page, you have to have ClickFunnels, you have to have email lists, you have to have a website, you have to have Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest. And literally, even if you did get clients, where are you going to fit them in among creating all that content?
I couldn't have had clients. You know, I was so busy doing all the marketing. Yeah. And now I do an odd Facebook post. I like to do a little bit of Canva. You know, I like to do that. I write a blog post every 3 to 6 months when I feel inspired, but I don't feel I have to. There's nothing I have to do. Wow. I just consistently connect and invite and coach, and that's it. so much easier.
It's almost, we're such complicated beings when we live in our heads that it's almost too simple to grasp. It's like, what? Wait, what? And you can almost like feel your brain like trying to grab, like, oh my gosh, you know, trying to catch it, because it's so simple that literally it can't be complicated.
No, I've had two coaches this morning who have been there and been overwhelmed, and yeah, they've left with clarity. They're like, oh, I don't have to do all that. I'm like, no. So it's just wonderful to see that weight being lifted,
isn't it? And I think one of the things that you said earlier that's so true is most of the people that get into the coaching profession, all they really want to do is help. And then they kind of get taken over by this wave of people who are telling them how it should be done. And then they start doing how it should be done from the best of places with their hearts, because they want to do it in a way that's going to draw the people to them that they can help. And then they get lost in all the shoulding and never really get any the clients that they need to make this a profession. And then their unique message and their unique style of working with other people gets lost back to corporate America or corporate UK or just corporations in general, because they weren't able to provide for themselves doing it the should way.
Yeah.
That's just heartbreaking to me.
It is absolutely heartbreaking. And at the start, when I was connecting with people, I was trying, I mean, you don't even need a niche. At the start, when I started, I was like, well, maybe women who need a bit more confidence. I mean, I started with moms and then women who needed some more confidence or this. I just connected with people and offered and tried it out and helped people along the way. But then I realized what I was truly passionate about was the coaches that felt they should do all this. And I was like, no, oh, I need to work with these people. I was just called rather than looking for my niche found me. I just gave a talk on it. I was like, yes, I can talk passionately about this.
That's the best way to find your niche, is that thing that you're just so passionate about that you can't not do it.
Yes.
And we don't get taught that as coaches. We get taught that, well, you have to identify that you have to have your ideal client. Then you start with your ideal client and you create everything around that. And number one, we're taught as life coaches that you can never understand another person, that you can only understand yourself. And then all of the marketing is based on you need to understand another person. How does that happen?
You can only you need a niche if you're going to go down the marketing pathway, because it has to be written for one person. You have to have That's a lead so magnet true. For that person. You need a niche for that style. You don't need a niche to coach somebody one day and somebody else another day, because you're doing it individual. So
no,
you don't.
That's so true, Nicole.
Yeah.
It really, that is its own marketing funnel, isn't it? The need for a niche.
Yes.
Wow, I just had an epiphany.
It might come to you, your niche, and then you might change it 3 months later, and that's okay.
Yeah,
totally okay.
But it is true that when you really are building your business off of connection rather than marketing, you don't need a set message for any one person, because your message is, it literally becomes what happens between you and that other person. It almost creates this third person that's unique to you and them. And there's no way to market to that. And there's also no way to screw that up if you just come authentically with a heart to help, correct?
Yeah, that's right. And you know, you can't get this stuff wrong. So you connect with people. I mean, I always offer the first session for free. So we connect, so we coach. And then I choose, would I like them to be my client? And then if so, I say, would you be interested? I just offer. There's no pressure. I just say, would you be interested? Just like a waiter might say, would you like the dessert menu? And they can say yes or they can say no. There's no right or wrong. There's no black or white. It's just yes or no. And then if they want to hear more, I'll tell them more. If they don't, that's fine. And then I always want to leave them better than I found them. So I always want to make sure we end it and I make sure that they feel better to go off in the world. They don't have to coach with me. They've got this. We all have it within us, don't we?
We do. And that's the thing that's so kind of irritating to me about society in general, social media, advertising, is we're constantly being bombarded with these messages of you're not enough. You're not smart enough. You're not sexy enough. You're not thin enough. You're not fat enough. You're not smart enough. You're not rich enough. You're not educated enough. And so we spend all of our time spinning our wheels in what is really just a thought-based thunderdome. It's not real. It's really not real. It's all the opinions of other people. And yet we get caught in this trap. And then we spend all this time trying to make a separate persona to make everybody else happy. And that unique elixir of us that was put here on this planet for a very specific reason kind of just gets dumped down the drain.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we could just be completely us and coach somebody else and then just say, would you like to work with me or not? And then leave them in a better place to go off and to do their thing in the world. And they might become a client. They might not. They might refer me to three friends who might become clients. Who knows? Yes. It might come back 2 years' time and be a client. We just don't know. But the core thing in me is to make a difference. And I make a difference with each and every call.
That's so true.
Business side doesn't matter. It will come and it comes. But who knows? When it will, you know, you don't know if you'll get two clients 1 week and then none for 3 months, but that is not important. What is important is serving powerfully each and every person in front of you.
I'm in love with you officially right now. That I'm totally in love with you and your message. This is so amazing. It literally is like the foundation of everything that Discover Your Path You was founded on, was every life can teach. There's something in every life that is a value, that has a message, that is important, that isn't just accidental, that each of us are put here with specific lessons, with specific trials and tribulations that we go through to create those little, you know, those diamonds that are come from carbon being put under pressure. And that each of those jewels is precious to someone. And it's not about putting your pearls before the swine of the general public who may not want what you have. And it's not that they're bad people. It's just, it's not the right fit. But if you just put yourself out there, and I want to ask you, do you think that a large part of the reason for why this is so hard for coaches to do is the possibility of in-person rejection? That I've given you a coaching session. You've actually seen what I am. And when you say you don't want it, that means I'm not of value.
Yes. Yeah. So it's that triggering of themselves of not being good enough. But as coaches, we must always strive to work our own shadow side and help through that. We've got to get through that because we can only take our clients as deep as we've gone ourselves.
Okay. I was wrong. I thought I loved you before. Now I love you. Now I'm really in love with you right now. Where did you come from? You're amazing, lady.
Oh, I've been looking after children for 21 years.
Oh my goodness. I absolutely parenting. Love this message. It's down to the name of your Facebook page, The Relaxed Mom. The Relaxed Mommy?
The Relaxed Mother, yeah.
I love that.
Yes.
It's such a powerful message to have somebody come into a world that is so just awry with craziness, with mental, I call it mental masturbation is what I call it with my clients, where we're really, there's nothing fruitful that's going to come of it. It feels good. And then when we're done, we're no better than when we started the process. In fact, we're a little bit more tired and we're kind of ashamed of ourselves. So really that's like the... just the classroom definition of masturbation. And that's what we're doing. We're just spinning our wheels. And it's like, we're so addicted to stimulation that we would rather spin our wheels with the craziness and the hecticness of all of the mental requirements around us than we would just sit down from another person and just be there and present.
Yes.
So how do you help a coach who has come to you, who is all caught up in the I'm not enough trap? How do you help them extricate themselves from that trap?
So I always start with where they are and where they want to be. Yeah. And then the bit about I'm not enough, that's where you have to take them. You have to find out where that message has come from and take them back. Yeah. And find out if it's true. Is that really true? And help them see that limiting belief is came from early on and it served them. It was exactly what they needed right then to survive in whatever situation, and that was a decision they made. It might have been when they were being bullied at school, a decision they made, this limiting belief that I'm not enough. It might have meant that they could stay, take a step back and be safe. But now take a look at how it is serving you now.
Yeah.
And take a look at what your life would be like without that. What would life be like if you could let that go? And then start looking for the evidence that they are enough. Because it's little bits of evidence here and there. Sometimes it will fall away, just bringing it out into the open. Sometimes it will fall away, but often it takes that looking for evidence that I am enough. You know what? I did this thing and I got it done all in one day. You know what? I did this, and it's building on the evidence step by step.
It's celebrating, because we don't do that enough. Yes. Like we will pick out every single little teeny tiny mistake that we make. And then at the same time, tell ourselves, well, that wasn't a significant enough accomplishment to celebrate. Well, why not? You will tear yourself apart for a mistake much smaller. Why won't you celebrate when you succeed? It's sad to me.
Yeah. I remember reading about how you should help your children, particularly your daughters, feel good about themselves. I have two daughters and three sons. You should big yourself up and you should praise yourself. And I remember one day I came home and I was really tired, and I decided, you know what, we've not eaten very well, me and my family, for a few days. I'm going to cook a nutritious meal even though I'm really tired. So I did it, and I put the meal on the table, and I said, I'm so proud of myself for cooking this meal, you know, I did so well. And it felt really silly to say it, you know, but I said it aloud to my children. I feel so proud of myself. And I did this a couple more times. And a few days later, my younger daughter, who was probably maybe six or so, she did something and she says, I'm so proud of myself. I did it.
I love it.
I really struggled, but I did it. And I was like, yes, I just had to say it only two or three times. And then my daughter was saying it. And I was like, yes, that's what we want for our daughters.
It's giving them permission.
And our sons, of course. Yeah, giving them permission. But we have to do it to ourselves first.
Yes. Absolutely. We do lead by example. I'm not a mother. I have a nephew that I absolutely adore. And one of my favorite things is to pick him up and to hug him and kiss him and tell him I'm going to love you no matter what you think, do, or say. Because I always want that little man to know that your value to me, your worth to me, is not associated with your behavior. It's just you're alive, and you came from my sister, and that's all you need to do. You don't, there's nothing else that you have to accomplish to be worthy of love.
Yes, that's just perfect, isn't it? Just
it's the best feeling
know that.
In the world. Yes. And the adults that they become as a result of having been given that space and that permission in which to just be true to themselves is really an amazing person, is it not?
Yes.
Well, Nicole, believe it or not, we have come to the end of our interview. I would really like to have you on the show again. I'm hoping that you might be willing.
That would be my pleasure.
I absolutely would love it if you would go ahead and sign up for, because I think that there's so much more here that can be unpacked and discussed. And I just absolutely adore your message. To all of our viewers who joined us, thank you so much for being with us here today. And if you come by and you catch this video after we're no longer live, drop us a hashtag replay and let us know that you were here. Let us interact with you. If you heard something today that really resonated with you, and I mean, come on, guys, if you didn't, you've got to be deaf. Her contact information, her Facebook page, is available as a link on this Facebook Live. Get in touch with Nicole. If you are a coach who is struggling with all of the requirements that are set on us for all the different marketing schemes that we have to come up with and all the 101 different ways that we have to do things, get in touch with this woman. And for the love of God, let her lift some of that burden off of you so you can get back to being the helper that you intended to be when you started this mess. Really, I cannot recommend somebody with this message highly enough. And I actually, one of my clients is on here saying, great talk. So I know that she's absolutely just digging your message. And I don't know who wouldn't. To those of you who do come later and catch this message, as you guys know, I love you. We're here same day, same time, same place, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, always trying to make those connections and to just figure out how to do this life just based purely on the experience of other people so that we're not trying to do this all on our own. So Nicole, thank you once again for being with me. I absolutely love your message and looking forward to talking to you again, to all of our viewers. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.